Grace, mercy, and peace be on you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the wisdom and power of God. Amen. There are some things in this world that make absolutely no sense and are quite foolish. Consider some of the following. Why do people press harder on the remote when the batteries are dead? The remote is dead. Pressing harder on it will not make the remote work. Or why do grades go A, B, C, D, and then skip to F? Whatever happened to E? Or why do we call a pair of pants a pair of pants, even if there's just one? Or why is it that when children advance in age in school, the desks get smaller? They have the big desk in grade school to get the armrest righty thing in college. There are some things in this world that don't make much sense and are actually quite foolish, and these are just the tip of the iceberg of some examples. When some people hear about the word of the cross and about the death of Jesus, they can consider it in the same light. They think that it is foolish and absolutely ridiculous. Some people cannot imagine why people believe it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul tells us why. He tells us that the wisdom and power of God is different from the world's wisdom and the world's ways. He starts off by saying, "For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing." The word of the cross includes all that Jesus did for humanity when he died for it. It includes him taking on God's wrath. It includes his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. It includes him making payment for our sins. Paul says that those who are perishing consider this to be a great foolishness or a great folly. And those who are perishing are unbelievers. Listen to how people viewed the cross of Christ in the day of Paul. Cicero, a Roman statesman, once wrote, "May the name of the cross be absent, not only from the body of Roman citizens, but also from their thinking, their eyes, and their ears." Cross was a horrible thing to these people. It was so bad that they didn't even want to mention it or even think of it. It would be absolute foolishness to think that salvation could come from the most despised thing in the entire world. It seemed like foolishness to them. But this sort of thinking really isn't foreign or strange in our day either. Even though the cross doesn't carry with it the same negative view or stigma that it had in Paul's time, it's still viewed as folly today. Why is that? There's many reasons, but some of the most common ones is that there's a misconception of evil and sin in our world. People don't understand the real root and cause of evil, destruction, disease, and death, which is, of course, sin. People don't understand that human beings are by nature sinful, unclean, evil, and selfish. Instead, our world thinks that human beings are quite good and that they're always progressing on to something bigger and better and greater. However, the cross says otherwise. Since people don't think they're bad or evil, then they really don't need a savior. Since people don't know or think that sin kills and slaves and destroys and condemns, people really don't think they need a deliverance from it. The cross can be considered foolish in our time as well. But Paul says to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. This message that Christ died for sinners and rose again, it saves, it forgives, it renews, it recreates, and it restores. But there's a tragedy going on. The one message that can save people is the one that they reject. And they don't realize that they are perishing when they reject this message. It's like a toddler pouring a glass of milk with the gallon. The caretaker knows that the toddler will spill, but the toddler doesn't see that. They think everything will be just fine in their mind. And it's the same with these people. They don't see how the cross of Christ is God's answer to sin and suffering and death in this world. People think that they'll be just fine without the cross of Jesus and what he has done for them. It seems foolish to them, but there's a reason why. Verse 19 says, "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning, I will thwart. God has made foolish the wisdom of the world. Paul calls out the scribe, the wise one, and the debater of his day. Perhaps in our own time it might be the college professor, the writer, the genius or scientist. Paul says that these people cannot know God through their wisdom, through their knowledge, or through their debating skills. In fact, he says no one has ever known God through these things or been saved by them. God has made these things foolish. Paul says, for since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. God is only known and revealed through his word. The message that Jesus died and rose again for sinners is the only message that will save. But people try to seek God through their own ways, through their own wisdom, and they make their own demands of him. In Paul's time, Greeks tried to seek God through wisdom and knowledge. The Jews demanded signs to have proof that Jesus was the Savior. In our day, people make the same demands as well. Some people want logical proof that God exists or that creation happened. Others want proof for miracles, or they want a miraculous sign to show them that God exists and that he is real. But regardless of the day and regardless of the age, the answer that these people receive is always the same. The message of Christ crucified. Paul says, for Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Even though it may seem like a great foolishness or stumbling block, the message of Jesus Christ crucified on the cross is the power and wisdom of God. For God is revealed through the cross, where his Son died to give us his righteousness. It is there that our salvation is revealed to us and given to us through what Christ has won for us there. The sacraments connect us to the life, grace, and salvation that was given and won there for us because of Jesus. This message changes hearts, it changes minds, and it recreates. In faith, we see that Jesus dying was not a great foolishness, but was in fact the great power and wisdom of God. God's ways seem foolish to those who don't know them, but it's through his Son's death that he saves us. And as Paul continues on, we see that God's ways and wisdoms are different from that of the world. They seem foolish to those who don't know them. Listen to what God does. Paul writes, for consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many of you were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even the things that are not, to bring to nothing the things that are. God often does what is opposite or unexpected. He loves to do reversals. And Paul tells us the reason for God doing this. He says, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. Paul tells us that God's wisdom and ways turn our direction, thoughts, and focus from ourselves and turn them to Christ and his cross. For through the cross of Jesus and what he has done, we see things for what they really are in the world. We see that our spiritual life and our calling is not and has never been based on us or what we have done. In fact, all of this is God's doing and his work, our righteousness, the works that we do, our salvation and sanctification are all his works and have always been his gifts and things that he does in us. And as a result, our boasting or bragging before God can only be done in Jesus because he gives us these things. God's wisdom and ways draw us from ourselves and direct them to Jesus and to his cross. There are a lot of foolish things in this world. whether it's pressing harder on a dead remote, the letters be used for grades, or shrinking desks for bigger people. These things are quite foolish. However, the greatest and most foolish thing in the world, the death of Christ, is the greatest and wisest thing through faith. For through faith we see how the cross of Jesus is God's greatest act of salvation that brings our attention and focus to Him. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the grace of God and the peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, who is the power and wisdom of God. Amen.